Any movement now is just reflex.
And that blood is drunk by indigenous people all around the world.
In these freezing temperatures, it doesn't get any better than this. It's warm and full of protein.
And survival food is really pretty, but that is life-giving.
It's minus 20 degrees on this exposed plain. I need to get it gutted and skinned before it freezes solid.
The nice thing about this is just that feeling of warmth in its body. And that is the warmest that my fingers have been all day. Woo, that's nice. Get right into its chest cavity just to get the heart. There you go. And look at the size of that for a heart. But actually, you know, the Eskimos will often eat raw meat. It literally means Eskimo, eater of raw meat. And they'll eat it on the go as a way of keeping warm. So that's fine to eat just like that. At least it's warm.
In this environment, the hide could be a lifesaver. The hairs are hollow, and this fur is a perfect natural insulator against the cold.
Look, you see, if I pull a clump of this out, see just how thick it is. You know, but this beast has to survive Arctic temperatures in the winter, down to minus 50 degrees, and that's how it does it.
There's over 100,000 calories in this meat, enough to keep you alive for 2 weeks, and I'm not leaving it behind.